This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, here you have it. Here's the voice of the people, not the mainstream media. Here is the voice of the American people that the mainstream media and their useful idiots do not want you to hear. Gun sales are skyrocketing. Are gun sales skyrocketing because America's being made great again? I highly doubt it. Gun sales are skyrocketing because people are aware of how the infrastructure of this country is being dismantled little by little by corrupt politicians within because 330 million people allow them to do it, right? Come on, let's take responsibility. That's what this is all about, right, Christians? Amen. Patriots? Amen. Conservatives? Amen. All rooted into Christ, just for the record, okay? No longer is Barack Hussein Obama. Folks, he's not to blame. You know, isn't it funny how all these Trumpites, man, they keep talking about how Barack Hussein Obama's responsible for this and Barack Hussein Obama's responsible for that. Well, guess what? He's not the president anymore. And no matter what happens and to the degree of destruction that we're dealing with today in this country, how we're under attack 24/7 incessantly by the powers that are tolerated, Barack Obama's being blamed for everything. This is craziness, friends. Well, guess what? Barack's not the president anymore, friends, just for the record. Okay? I know that destroys some of your idiocies, but the fact of the matter is, let the facts be made known, because facts are stubborn things, period. Okay? It's really that ridiculous how people get, friends, no question about it. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Before we do, we want to give a shout-out to KZLS 99.7 FM in Ended, Oklahoma. Thank you for your trust. KZLS 99.7 FM Ended. We have 128 affiliates that are trusting us to deliver the answers that America claims that they're thirsty for. If you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you will be filled, the Lord said, right? Well, that's exactly our end aim here, our objective. He wears the crown, we do not. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do. 13 to 15 articles every day. Dispelling the lies to the CIA-controlled media, giving you the facts, friends, the law based on the Word of God, common law, Exodus 18:21, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, watch us live. Join us on live chat. I pay attention to the comments that are coming in. I also pay attention to the phone lines, which are 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday was a great show. We had people calling from Oklahoma, Minnesota. We had them calling from all over the country. Saturday as well. I love it when you make it your show. Pro or con, it matters not. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to watch us on YouTube, go to beforeitsnews.com, the front page. Go there. You'll see us there. Beforeitsnews.com. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay, I want to cover a couple things. I'm combating what we're going to hear throughout the duration of the show, namely during the breaks, the mainstream media inundating the American people with a lying narrative of COVID-19 and coronavirus. Ben Swan just reported that hundreds of people across the United States have been complaining about receiving calls from clinics and medical offices claiming that they have confirmed positive for COVID-19, but these people say that they were never tested. It's all manufactured. I'll say it again. They are receiving calls from clinics and medical offices claiming that they have confirmed positive for COVID-19, but they say they have never been tested for COVID. Is it an internet rumor or is it a fact? It's a fact. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up Liz Wheeler from the Tipping Point right now, and I'm going to give you some facts, again, that counter the lies that are being told to you by the mainstream media. Listen to Liz.
Five facts and new scientific studies about COVID-19 that you will not hear on the mainstream media. Number one, according to a leading UK epidemiologist, he's also a government advisor, named Mark Woolhouse, and I quote, "There has not been a single documented instance of a child passing the coronavirus to a teacher," end quote. Woolhouse says closing down schools in March may have been a mistake, given the fact that kids are not significant vectors of transmission of the COVID-19 virus, nor are children at high risk of mortality from the novel coronavirus. England, therefore, plans to reopen their schools this fall. Number two, according to the CDC, when an Orange County health official in Florida was asked by a journalist if the two COVID-19 deaths listed as people in their 20s had underlying health conditions, and he replied, "The first one didn't have any. He died in a motorcycle accident."
Huh.
That was not an isolated incident. According to a report from Phil Kirpin, CDC data shows that 3,721 COVID-19 death certificates also list intentional and unintentional injury, poisoning, and other adverse events as cause of death.
Whoa.
Yet, they're counted as COVID-19 deaths.
See this, friends?
Number three. Additionally, according to a new study from the CDC, the prevalence of the COVID-19 virus is between 6 and 24 times higher than case counts. As reported by Stat News, and I quote, "The true number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. could be anywhere from 6 to 24 times higher than the confirmed number of cases, depending on location, according to a large federal study that relied on data from 10 U.S. cities and states," end quote. This shouldn't be surprising to anybody who's been paying attention and anybody who's probably been ignoring Dr. Fauci. Previous studies have shown that 30% of people in Chelsea, a suburb of Boston, tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies. And in New York City, 20% of people in the city tested positive for antibodies as well. This is where it gets interesting, because if the prevalence of antibodies is so much greater than the number of recorded infections, then you have to wonder how close we are to herd immunity in some of these geographical locations. Number four, a new German study suggests that since people's immune systems use both antibodies and T cells to fight the COVID-19 virus, sometimes one or the other, and antibodies were only confirmed in 52% of PCR-confirmed COVID cases 6 weeks after the infection in the persons in this study. And since we've seen no cases of reinfection to suggest those who lose the antibodies also lose immunity, that suggests that T cells play a significant and undercounted role in how many people may have already contracted and gained immunity to the COVID-19 virus.
Well, there's Liz Wheeler highlighting five COVID-19 stories the mainstream media won't report because it exposes their narrative and their objective to manufacture the results. Be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Folks, insanity. It's just insanity what's going on in the United States of America. What do they do? They take a baser type, a baser sort, 1 Kings 13:33, and they put them in a position of authority. It's a pretended authority like Anthony Fauci, and then they keep using him as a point of reference. But again, I want people to remind themselves that he is not an elected official, all right, or a representative, and neither is Bill Gates. So what are you worried about, friends? But see, the problem is that we're having is Donald Trump's getting behind it, and he's parroting what they're telling him to parrot. There's the problem. How nervous are they about all of that which is going on concerning this whole narrative? Well, they know they lost the narrative. They know that it's not true. Folks, talk to the common man. They don't believe what's going on here. Okay. Regardless if they have a mask on or not, tell them Romans 1:18. They hold the truth and unrighteousness. Jeez, my goodness. Can I say something real quick before I make my next point? Hey, folks, what's going on in your country today is not something you can run from. It's coming to your front door. You know, it's been said, if you can't get away from the fight, get into it. You're not going to be able to get away from the fight. Read Amos 6:3. By not intervening, by not jumping into the ring with the rest of us, what you're actually doing is you're causing the seed of violence to come to your front door. And it's going to come to you sooner or later. Just ask Martin Niemöller back in the 30s under Adolf Hitler's regime. Remember he said they came for the Jews, and because I wasn't Jewish, I didn't speak out. And then it got to the point where they went through the unionists, the trade unionists, so on and so forth. And he said, then when they came for me, there was no one left to speak out. So what do I do now? That's where we're going to go if we don't put a stop to this now. But how desperate are they becoming now in America concerning this whole narrative that they lost? They know they've lost, friends. They know they've lost. They're becoming very desperate. Did you see this? Now they're heightening the fear. And for those that listen to it, you deserve what you've got coming. It's just that simple. Dr. Fauci, right, recommends wearing goggles to prevent catching the coronavirus. It's ludicrous, is what it is. It's irrationality coming from these people at this point. Why? Because that's their retort to the facts. that dispel their narrative. This is what they retort to. This is what they respond with. And I can tell you this right now, America, as I shared with you yesterday, there's lawsuits raining down all over the United States of America concerning those that have required masks or mandated masks. They're being sued all over the United States of America. It's time to stand up, America, and be Americans. Goggles? Really? Really? Let me remind you, did you see Mr. Fauci, or Fauci at the baseball game last week, friends? Social distancing, elbow to elbow with his friends in the stands with his mask off. Anybody see that? See, do as I say, but don't do as I do. This is corruption. And again, that's where we're at today in America. Okay? We need to put a stop to it. And we got to do this individually, because no one person is going to do this. We can do this together, and we must do this together under God, that we might win the day. And again, folks, it comes to the point of prosecuting each and every one of these individuals that are propping up this false narrative. Just for the record, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution. Lying, friends, is against the law in this country. Of course, we understand Exodus 20, it's the ninth commandment, thou shalt not lie. Folks, it's also against American law, because, again, common law is predicated or premised upon common law, which is God's Torah, his Ten Commandments, his Decalogue, his Pentateuch. So here we go. Did you know? Boy, I'm starting to feel like Bill Gates from the other day. Did you know that there's 393.3 million guns in the hands of 326.4 million people? This was back in January of this year. Let me say it again. There are 393.3 million guns in the hands of 26.4 million people that learned the lesson of history that corrupt politicians and mainstream media mean to silence. Right? G.K. Chesterton said, the wisest thing in the world is to cry out before you are hurt. To cry out before you are hurt. He said it's no good to cry out after you are hurt, especially after you are mortally hurt, where you have no power to do anything. But America, the good news is you still have the freedom today to do the right thing. What are you doing with that gift called freedom? It costs somebody something. People talk about the impatience of the populace, but sound historians know that most tyrannies have been possible because men moved too late. Listen to me again. Men move too late. You ever look at the front of a mainstream media's website or one of their papers? You ever notice that you always see the good stuff up on the top? You might see a bad headline, but what's surrounding the bad headline? What's going on in theater? What's the number one movie? Pictures of cheerleaders at a football game telling you the score. See, they want you to think that business is just as usual while they give you the bad news. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, they're telling you that it's not good news, and the state of this country is not in a good place, but they want to entertain you out of your freedoms. Remember one of the Caesars? Said the best way to control the people is to entertain them. He said, give people a piece of bread and a spectacle. And he said, I can do whatever I want to do with them. It's exactly what's happening in America today. The reality of it is, and the mercy of it is God is zeroing in on those that are attempting to destroy our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, as we know it. I want you to hear this again. The wisest thing in the world is to cry out before you're hurt. It is no good to cry out after you are hurt, especially after you are mortally hurt. People talk about the impatience of the populace, but sound historians know that most tyrannies have been possible because men moved too late. It's often essential to resist a tyranny before it even exists. Folks, we need to set the example. Let's go back to Anthony Fauci. Let's go back to Bill Gates. Let's go back to this current administration. In every single representative, as they call themselves, that are working for special interest groups, namely Bill Gates in this particular case, every single one of them that are propping up this narrative need to be prosecuted. I'm going to say this, and mark my words on this. If they go left undone concerning the consequences of perpetuating fraud on a national level, Bill Gates on a global level, they're going to do it again. and they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again. See, here's the good news, but it's not always really good news. The good news is people are paying attention to what's really going on. Because I know that we're being told that America is being made great again, but the fact of the matter is that is not what's happening in the United States of America. Hey, folks, if this is how one makes America great again, I'd hate to see what it looks like if this administration meant to destroy America. Oh, my goodness, friends. So what's the voice of the people? The voice of the people is, friends, that there's 393.3 million guns in the hands of 326.4 million people that understand something's not right in this country. Well, what's the lessons that have been learned? Americans learned the lessons that our forefathers not only educated us towards, Proverbs 26, but also exhibited in throwing off tyranny. We spent time on this last week. As a matter of fact, President George Washington said this. He said, firearms are second only to the Constitution in importance. Listen, firearms are the second only to the Constitution in importance. Why? Because it's the power to enforce the laws that are found in the Constitution. Okay? He said, they are the people's liberty teeth. What is? Firearms. That's why I make reference to Luke 21 and 22. Luke 11, 21 and 22, friends. Because Jesus taught us how to defend ourselves. He told us how to keep our goods at peace. How? By being armed. Okay? And that's exactly what the first president of the United States said. Firearms are second only to the Constitution in importance. They are people's liberties teeth. Okay? That's where we're at. This is why we're seeing more and more people across the United States of America arming themselves. Just in the month of May, friends, March. Just in the month of March, Forbes magazine. Just in the month of March, there was over 4 million applications to carry. New. Now, when you do the math, things make sense, right? Again, what's the message? The American people are awake to what's going on, regardless if they understand it. Conscience, by the way, means with knowledge. What we do here is we bring knowledge to the conscience, okay? We turn the lights on in the dark room where people come back and say, you know what, I knew something was wrong, but now you put words to it. That's exactly what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And it's exactly what's happening in the United States of America today. People know something's wrong, and they're going to the gun stores and they're purchasing ammo and firearms in unprecedented numbers. We're going to come right back to this, friends, because, again, what I want to cover here, friends, is gun sales skyrocketing. Greatest gun salesman in American history is no longer Barack Hussein Obama. Donald Trump is now the reigning champion. Why?
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The top Republican in the House of Representatives says there's no way that they will not hold the presidential election in November. Kevin McCarthy, speaking with reporters, says he understands President Trump's concerns about mail-in voter fraud.
We should have absentee voting, but this mass just mailing out ballots without having any checks and balances, without people requesting, really brings concern in there. But no way should we ever not hold our election on the day that we have it.
The debate continuing on the Senate floor regarding a new stimulus package. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says he's hoping Democrats will come to the table to negotiate.
Will the country get the Democrats who showed up back in March to pass the bipartisan CARES Act? Or will the country get the Democrats who showed up in June to block police reform and keep that issue alive?
You're listening to USA Radio News. Businessman and former Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain has died at the age of 74 after contracting COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Herman Cain graduated from Morehouse College in 1967 and had corporate success with companies from Coca-Cola to Burger King before becoming CEO of Godfather's Pizza. He ran for the GOP White House nomination in 2000 and 2004, then got lots of attention in 2012 when he ran on his 999 tax proposal.
Let's throw out the 10 million word mess and put in our plan, which will liberate the American workers and liberate American businesses.
For U.S. USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is praising the closure of a Houston Chinese consulate. Cruz writing in the Houston Chronicle that there's plenty of proof that the Chinese were spying on American cities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let's just shoot from the hip really quick again, friends. Let's shoot this one down, too. Here you have it. We just talked about during the first segment how they are being manufactured. People dying on motorcycle accidents. They go to the hospital. They come out of the hospital. The report, the official report is they died from the coronavirus. Same thing with Herman Cain here, friends. Hogwash. Remember, last week we talked about in Florida, there was over 333 labs, and where the tests were done, every single one came back positive. Remember the week before that, friends, we talked about the nurse that went on social media, and she told the people that she noticed something suspicious happening. She noticed that every test that she gave to her patients came back positive concerning the coronavirus. So she sent in 10 fake tests, which were never taken on humans, and they all came back 10 out of 10 is positive for coronavirus. Folks, this is called rigging. Okay? This is called manufacturing the virus. That's what's happening here. Okay? And what a better opportunity, friends. There was none. Let's nail old Herman for it, too. After all, his family will probably just take it for face value. I mean, he's dead. He can't rise up out of the grave and say anything in the contrary. This is just, it's ridiculous, friends. We just listened to Liz Wheeler talking about how there's not one case that's been found among children transferring the virus over to that of an adult. Yesterday, we played some audio for you concerning a gym owner out of New Jersey defying the governor there. And out of 13 visitors, not one contracted the coronavirus, friends. When we hear from ourselves and those that are willing to tell us the truth, not what we want to hear, but what the truth is, it's interesting how when we can actually talk to these people, it comes back where, wait a second, this isn't making sense concerning what they're telling us. And folks, it isn't. And again, it should show you the degree of deception going on in the mainstream media today. They've lost all credibility. I had a EMT call me yesterday. I believe it was yesterday again or the day before. I got so much going on, guys. Forgive me. It was definitely one of the 2 days. But he had said to me, doctors, I don't think are going to be able to come back from this. because they've lost all credibility. Well, folks, don't take away the credibility of people that are telling you the truth. I mean, there's a way to discern what's true and what's not true. And we know them by their fruits. There's a lot of good doctors that are telling us the truth who still hold credibility. And there's the bad ones that have zero credibility. But what are they doing? They're taking those that have zero credibility that will say what they want to hear concerning the narrative that they're pushing, and those are the ones that are being thrown out in the face of the American people on a 24/7 basis. And that is not by any means an over-exaggeration. I'm not sensationalizing anything. What I am sensationalizing is the truth that's going to tear down the lie, and that's exactly what it's doing. Are you listening? To he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Now, let's get over to this. Gun sales skyrocketing. Greatest gun salesman in American history is no longer Barack Hussein Obama. Donald Trump is now the reigning champion. Now, listen, I want to say this again, and I want you to think about what's going on, because what you see is you see all these people that are in support of this current administration. The slogan is, make America great again, right? And so everybody's expecting the best. So the president gets up in front of the people, and he tells the people, and I'm going to show you how many scenarios where he's done this, what they want to hear. And then what he does behind closed doors, he does just the exact opposite. I've highlighted this a million times on this show, and how many people have been reclaimed to the truth because of that. I praise God for every single one of you. So let's get to this. We all, again, know the slogan that Donald Trump used in making his appeal to the people before becoming the president of the United States, which, again, was none other than make America great again. Did you know, and some of you may have, but did you know that that was Ronald Reagan's slogan back in the 1980s? I remember how many people were getting so excited about Donald making America great again. By the way, they didn't know that the slogan for Germany was the same thing, make Germany great again, under Adolf Hitler. That's a fact. But it's interesting. I was in Simi Valley, California, and I've never been a big Ronald Reagan fan. We know his son. We've had him on the radio show. And it was interesting that when we were there, sure enough, this is the time that Donald was running for presidency, and I look up, and there's Ronald Reagan's slogan, make America great again, and I noticed the similarities of almost a great percentage of what Ronald Reagan ran on, so did Donald Trump, using the same exact talking points, just for the record. Just for the record. Well, like any other presidential candidate, they promise much on the campaign trail. Do you remember, let's go back to Barack Hussein Obama, because he's a part of this conversation today. Remember how his whole slogan was change? Remember how his change, the way he sold it to the American people? Consider this guy came out of nowhere after 144 days of being a senator mysteriously in Illinois. He raises $250 million and he becomes the president. Folks, that doesn't just happen, for the record. But he made it happen somehow, right? He's just another useful idiot, a little pawn, to do the biddings for the global initiative. That's what this is about. Trump's doing the same exact thing. Now, what's interesting to note is we see this with every single president. On the campaign trail, when they're just candidates, they promise much on the campaign trail, but very little when winning office. And in the case of Donald Trump, friends, the opposite of what has been promised is true 8 times out of 10. Read Isaiah 5:20. They mean to put truth for dark, or lies and lies for truth, darkness for light and light for darkness. It's exactly what he's doing. And what's interesting here is that we have been told that he's making America great again. And people, by the way, that have been Trumpites are trying to figure out, wait a second, I hear what he's saying, but why is it that I'm seeing the opposite of what I'm expecting, and I'm only expecting on the promise concerning the president gave that he gave me. And people all over the country are trying to say, wait a second, things aren't lining up. Well, this is lining up. Gun sales are. There's no question about that. See, people are awakening to the fact that what is said and what is done are two different stories. I wish they would have listened a couple years ago. Like our friend Mr. G.K. Chesterton said, sound historians know that most tyrannies have been possible because men moved too late. That's right. They depend upon slowpokes. And then they call guys like me alarmists. That's exactly right. Read Jeremiah 4:19. I'll be that guy. I'll be that guy, no problem. So after the fact, friends, I'm the one standing on the end of the cliff saying, listen, there's no more road. You better stop and turn around. We need to get this right. Okay? People look at me as an alarmist as they go over the end of the cliff. They just don't realize they've gone over the end of the cliff yet. That's what guys like me do. Okay? So call me whatever you will. You know, it's interesting when you look at just a bunny trail here. Big corporations, did you know that they hire people called troubleshooters? And you know what they do? They have these troubleshooters go through every facet of their companies to clear the way so that they might grow all the more. See, but when it comes to the American people, they look at what's going on here, Jeremiah 5:21, and it seems that my people would have it so, saith the Lord. They don't want troubleshooters to tell them what's wrong. They're okay with where they're at. They can't stand the alarmists. As a matter of fact, they're the people responsible for stoning the alarmists. I mean, how ridiculous can a people become? I mean, if I told you, listen, if you go any further past me with my hands up in the air, me screaming my lungs out at you, telling you to beware, 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 by them thy servant is warned. Psalm 19, verse 10, right? Why would you get mad at me for attempting to spare your life and your future and your kids' future? Why would you be angry at me for telling you the truth? Well, that's what happens all day long. And what's even worse is when you try to get people to go in there or come after me and try to prove what I'm saying is wrong. Well, listen, my lines are wide open for you to go ahead and do so, and I make that challenge for you available every time I'm on the radio, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if companies have enough common sense to hire troubleshooters, you should listen to the troubleshooters because there's a reason God sends them. Okay? But let's get to this. I want you to check this out. This is Forbes magazine. Just 2 days ago, I believe it was. When I went over to Forbes, I caught this last night. It just came up on my social media, and I thought, this is what the people need to hear again. And I'm just reminding you over and over and over again. This is increasing, gun sales are. And again, America is under attack like never before in modern history. And again, no wonder why people are buying up firearms to protect themselves. Forbes.com reported gun sales skyrocket amid pandemic and unrest fears. You know, like I said, friends, in the past, I say again today that you don't have to force people to take care of themselves. People aren't stupid that way. I'm not saying that there's not people that are stupid that way. There is. But it's not the majority. There's no question about it. So when I go into an airport, I don't need to listen to the overhead sit there and tell me every 3 minutes to wear my mask to protect my neighbors and to social distance, so on and so forth, which they can't prove their narrative, by the way, over and over and over again. See what happened here, friends, is the government came in, they threw something out there, and then the corporations came and enforced what they said. That's fascism. That's what's going on in this country today. It's alliance, and it's an alliance of hell that's going to be disannulled again. Isaiah 28, verse 18. If people know something's wrong, they're going to do something to protect themselves. They don't need to be told to do so. The government did not come in and tell the American people, listen, we've got the UN, we're trying to initiate a global order, we're going to use a guy that everybody likes, but we're going to actually do the opposite of what he says, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. But people know in their conscience that's exactly what's happening. That's why they're arming themselves. Point proven? I hope it was taken. The government didn't have to tell the people to go get guns, but the government's sitting there telling you to wear masks. Which one's working? Which one are the people kicking up against? Where the government comes in and mandates something that people are defying, but where people are going to get their guns, they're doing it happily and willfully. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about gun sales skyrocketing above that of Barack Hussein Obama. Why? Because people know something's wrong. A.E. Salmon said, guns are a tool designed to help your people avoid a repeat of history. Exactly. Guns are a tool designed to help you and your people avoid a repeat of history. Of course. Man, I'll tell you what, this administration, for the record, just wanted to high-five this topic, written by Matt Agarus, former military guy, came out and said, not coming for your guns. This was the first 500 days of President Trump's administration. He said 26 states have passed 55 gun control laws under Republicans. He also highlighted an article called Trump Tells NRA, the left is coming for your guns. Wait a second. If he's the right, he's the commander in chief, and it's his job to enforce and execute the laws faithfully against enemies, there wouldn't be a left. That's Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. Okay? What he told the NRA is the left is coming for your guns, as he's been quietly taking away your right to bear arms. Who's all about red flag laws, friends? Donald Trump. People are waking up to this, friends. Who said just take their guns first, due process second? Donald Trump. See, there's some people that are paying attention to what's going on. Why is it that the gun owners of America will no longer support Donald Trump? Because he is negating on his promises. He's doing the opposite, friends. I'm not putting words into their mouths. This is what's happening. Okay? Barack Hussein Obama is no longer the greatest gun salesman in this country. Donald Trump is now the reigning champion. Let me go back to Forbes.com reported, gun sales skyrocket amid pandemic and unrest of fear. Why? Because they know the pandemic is created. They know they're under attack. Remember Donald Trump said that the invisible Chinese virus that they're going after the visible, invisible Chinese virus? No, no, no. They're not attacking a virus. They're attacking you and me, is what they're doing. Forbes said, when it comes to uncertain times, Americans turn to guns in droves. Should be the Lord, right? Psalm 121. According to FBI reports, the agency conducted background checks on nearly 4 million people looking to buy guns in the month of March alone. So I was right. March, 4 million people looking to buy guns in the month of March alone. Now, again, you know as well as I did, the mainstream media didn't tell them, listen, we're coming for you. No, everybody can feel something's going on. Regardless of what they're told by this administration, they're still arming themselves. Why? And their action speaks a lot louder than this administration's words, do they not? And again, this is the narrative the media does not want you to hear, the voice of the people. People are turning on the news and looking at what's happening in their neighborhoods, and they can't help but be concerned, says Dan Predovec, a Denver-based former cop turned firearms instructor. He said people instinctively know that the police are minutes away when seconds count, and they want to be able to protect themselves and their families should be the need arise. Okay? For security and survival consultant Alan Key, the situation for many Americans has become dire. Why America? Hey, friends, if what we're being told that America is being made great again, why is it that they're talking about being put in a dire situation? He said the systems that we count on for protection have become unreliable. Folks, the infrastructure of America is systematically being dismantled under this administration. Under what? Well, making America great again. People are resting in what he said rather than resting in what he's doing, because what he's doing is just the exact opposite. Okay, Matthew 7:16. He said, Forbes magazine, this is a guy named Alan Kay, people are scared and rightly so, and they're arming themselves at historic levels. Now, folks, if the promises that have been made to the American people are actually being enacted and implemented, do you suppose that Americans would have to arm themselves in such large numbers? Absolutely not. They know something's wrong. People are putting the dots together. I mean, folks, let me just take it for you right here. If you're new to the show and you want to know the facts, I'm going to give them to you. Again, if you want to contend with me, pro or con, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to YouTube, join us on live chat, or go to beforeitsnews.com and join us on YouTube right now and join us on live chat. I pay attention to your comments. Okay. What we hear and what we see actually happened. Okay. I'm the greatest Second Amendment president ever in the history of America. Okay. He says the left is coming for your guns, only to find out that 55 gun legislations, unconstitutional policies, which undermine the U.S. Constitution and the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, have been enacted in 26 states, passing over 55 times to strip the American people of their God-given right to bear arms. Under who? Donald Trump. Okay, so what he said and what he's doing, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. We were told that Donald Trump's going to bring back in the rule of law. Almost 5 years later, including the time that he was on the presidential campaign trail, promising the American people to do so, about bringing back in the rule of law, justice was promised to corrupt politicians on the campaign trail, who's been prosecuted to date, not a one. On the contrary, we have found, listen to me carefully, friends, those that should be prosecuted are actually getting multiple million dollar contracts while they're out there on book tours. We have found that Donald Trump has been releasing political criminals. Okay? Rod Blagojevich, the list goes on. I've done a whole show on this. We were told that the wall was going to be rebuilt, only to find out the wall that's being built, friends, is being refurbished, is the old wall. And I want to say this. For as much as some of you may be angry with me for telling you the truth, you can tell me thank you. Don't get mad at me for telling you how he's lying to you. You should be telling me thank you for exposing the liar for who he is, John 8:44. You should redirect all that anger at the one that's lying to you, not those that are telling you the truth. And it shows you your lack of love for the truth. And that's exactly how these guys get away with what they get away with. Okay, national security. We're told that I'm going to build the wall and I'm going to make America great again, right? Well, Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, he comes out and says Trump aiding and abetting terror-tied Muslim organizations times three in America by dumping tens of millions of dollars into them. These organizations into America. With what money? Your money. Your tax dollars. Okay, well, if you want to call Tom Fitton a liar, you go ahead and do that. You go ahead and give him a call and tell him that. He's one of those guys that's willing to stick his neck out like few are in this country to tell you what Donald Trump followers choose to overlook. And they do choose to overlook it, friends. And they strain at the net and they swallow the big camel. And as they swallow the big camel, what they don't realize is that camel within them that they're swallowing, that's going to sink them to the bottom. Concerning the demise that they themselves are creating. It's a sad day in America, let me tell you. We were told that Donald Trump is going to make America great again. He is going to eradicate the national deficit, only to find out if he runs another 4 years, he has driven the national deficit up to $8.3 trillion in the United States. Again, the article's right on the left for those that are on YouTube right now. He promised to eradicate and eliminate the deficit, the national deficit. At the end of 8 years, it'll be driven up $8.3 trillion. The opposite of what he's telling you, friends, is the truth of the matter. We were told that Donald Trump is the first black president ever in the history by creepy Mike Pence, only to find out that his first legislation act with Paul Ryan, friends, a $1.3 trillion omnibus bill fully funded Planned Parenthood. They just use different names. By the way, just like Romney Care turned into Obamacare, turned into Affordable Care Act, well, now under Donald Trump, it's called the American Health Care Act, but it's all the same content, friends. Just under a different name because they figured, well, if it's not going to work, that's why they kept changing the name to confuse the people. If it's not going to work under Barack, then Donald will be for sure, he'll be the one to get it passed. And when it comes to abortion, no friends, his first act, CNS.com reported, his first legislative act went to fund Planned Parenthood. His very first act. Why? Because everybody was busy praising the very one that's destroying their own children. And this is a sign of perfect judgment. If you have not written the book, Fox's Book of Martyrs, read it. Because when men give themselves to men, God will allow them men to destroy at will under God's judgment. That's a fact. Donald Trump, for those that did not know, is also appointing homosexuals to his cabinet. And he said he'd appoint more, and he's also attempting to decriminalize homosexuality, sodomy, on a global scale, while his biblically illiterate followers don't know the difference because they don't know the Word of God any more than the one they're following knows the Word of God. See, Donald Trump is advocating what God condemns clearly, Leviticus 18:22. Okay? So I just want to make clear people understand what's going on here. I'm just giving you the facts of what's going on in America. And I don't want you to think for one moment that Joe Biden and Donald Trump are your only options. There is 1,156 other people running for the presidency of the United States of America. And it would do you well, America, to do your due diligence and get busy. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.